The woman sitting across the aisle from me is reading Howard Zinn. I read the People's History once, parts of it. A little, anyway. It's a huge book. What she's reading's too thin. Must be something else. Maybe one of his anti-war books. Or on civil rights. Probably about Rosa Parks. God. Rosa Parks. And before that, Lizzie Jennings. Irene Morgan. Sarah Louise Keyes. Lizzie Jennings was way back in 1854, before the Civil War. Bloody little first step. How many years? 150 plus 7. Lizzie Jennings to Rosa Parks, 101. Rosa Parks to now, 50, what? 6? 56? All the other riders. Stokely Carmichael, of course. James Peck, beaten bloody. James Farmer, wasn't he the guy who started it? Junior, James Farmer Jr. James Farmer Jr. Like a poem, that one. And Wally Nelson. And the reconciliation one, that was earlier. Like going back in time, dredging these up. You remember one? Done the one before, and two before that one. Moving backwards in your head while this machine carries us forward. And result is you stay in the same damn place. Nothing like the sound of a diesel engine. All night. All night. The darkness outside. The light in here. You look at the black and all you can see is your own reflection. A little muddied by the glass. And Ruby. I love that name. Ruby something something. Ruby Rose. Ruby Baker. Ruby Smith. Smithson Roberts. Smith Roberts. Ruby Doris. Ruby Doris Smith Roberts. Robertson. Robbins. Robinson. Ruby Doris Smith Robinson. Ruby Doris Smith Robinson. Died of cancer. Why do I know this? James Lawson and Gandhi. Who's walking in their shoes? Diane Nash. She asked the mayor point blank, "Do you think it's wrong to discriminate?" 3 weeks later, Nashville took another step. James Zorg. Carol Ruth Silver. Later, she wasn't in the office when Harvey Milk was killed. James Bevel. He saw King shot in the balcony. Nard Lafayette. You step off the bus and you get attacked. Women and children claw your face. Chains and pipes. Crazy ass killers posing as decent people. It's dark out there. You gotta stick your face right up against the hard, cold glass to see anything.